So, lately, I've been reading an awful lot of erotic graphic novels. Most people like reading erotic novels, but I like the pictures. They give me ideas. And in the midst of reading one, I kind of started thinking how funny it would be if you came into the room while I was absorbed in this novel. And I don't notice you come in at first. But I flip through the pages with one hand. And I gently rub my clit with the other. I'm too preoccupied to notice you come in. Even closer. Right up behind me. Just scanning the pages over my shoulder, seeing what I see, looking at what's arousing me. And I get to a particularly hot page. From circling my clit to just slowly sliding one finger up and down my wet little slit. And as the chapter gets more and more exciting, I slip that finger inside. This is the time you decide to make me aware of your presence. I'm so embarrassed that you've noticed. I wasn't exactly being sneaky, but what are the odds that you stopped doing whatever you were doing in the other room to come see what I was doing? The point is, you saw what I was reading, and no matter how I try to hide it, I can't. I'm obviously flustered, but it turns you on, doesn't it? Seeing me such an inappropriate state. Having seen just what I like to read in my spare time. And while I try to cover up and squirm away, the first thing you do is grab my wrist. And tell me to keep fucking myself with you watching. At first, I'm too shy to continue, even though you've seen me like this before. With my eyes shut tight and breathing heavy and moaning. But there's something about being caught off guard that makes the situation a little more naughty. So, I repeat a little more firmly this time for me to continue playing with my pussy. And so I do. You can hear how old I am, can't you? I can't hide it. I can't hide that I had my fingers buried in my pussy. And that I was pleasuring myself to the pictures in my novel. And I'm sure you know that. Imagining it, that it was you and I instead. Oh, fuck. So there I sit. Under your gaze. Fingering myself. Biting my lip and squirming. Trying not to moan as loud. And I'm too shy. I'm too shy to look up at you. But while I'm not looking up at your face, I can see that you're starting to get hard. Of course, I have no problem focusing on that. But even though I'm embarrassed, something inside me is liking the fact that you caught me sitting there, drenching my fingers in my juices. And I can tell that you like it too. Oh, fuck. Yes, oh, fuck. I start to get closer to coming. And I finally gained the confidence to look up at you while I fuck myself. Bringing myself closer to the edge. Oh, I look right into your eyes and moan your name as I. Oh, fuck. As I bring myself closer and closer. And finally, to the edge. Fuck, I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, fuck. My demeanor has changed completely. Now that I'm sitting there with my own cum sticking to my fingers and my thighs, I look up at you with a much more lustful expression, my chest heaving. shaking ever so slightly. And I can tell that watching me come like that has turned you on. Now that I know we're thinking the same thing, I watch you untie your pants and pull them down. I reach out to stroke you through your boxers, but you grab my wrist again. You take your cock out for me, and I can see the pre-cum dripping down the tip. I'm completely focused on that big, perfect cock of yours. And the only thing you have to say to me is, suck it. I open my mouth wide and run my tongue along the tip, tasting that pre-cum. My warm, wet mouth, my lips wrap around the tip where I tease a little bit. Slowly. Playing with it, looking up to watch your face again before shutting my eyes and inching it into my mouth bit by bit. Oh, fuck, the sounds you make turn me on. Slowly dip my fingers back into my tight little pussy and rub in little circles, pressing against my G-spot. Oh, fuck. The sensation and the excitement makes me groan. Groan with your cock in my mouth. I begin to suck it, just like you ask. Just like you told me. I love the feeling of your cock against my tongue, filling my mouth. I have my own fingers inside me. Fuck. You gently place your hand on my head. Oh, slightly tangling it in my hair, so you have a better grip, and you can pull me in, and force your cock even deeper into my mouth. Oh, fuck, oh, that feels good. It feels good all over. Even when you're not being completely rough, just something as simple as you guiding me up against your cock. It feels so good. It's gonna make me come again. I keep fingering myself until until I'm right there. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Just the mere thought of coming with your cock in my mouth. It's apparent just how much I like it. You pull your cock out of my mouth, even though I want to keep sucking it. You climb on top of me, spreading my legs wide, and you rub the tip of your cock against my pussy. Everything's so wet. It's wet from me coming just twice. It's wet from me having your cock in my mouth. And it's wet from your pre-cum. You keep teasing me, sliding it up and down my slit, and circling it against the gland every once in a while. I need you bad. But I'm in no position to ask for anything from you, seeing as you just caught me being less than a good girl. And as desperate as I am to feel your cock inside me, I wait patiently and obediently to make up for touching myself without your permission. Another soft moan. The begging with my eyes. Finally, you think I've had enough. And push that cock. Oh, nice and deep inside. My tight little pussy is so warm, and it hugs your cock closely. The first stroke feels so good, and so does the second, and the third, and every stroke after that as you start to move your hips. I'm completely trapped under you. As much as I squirm, I have nowhere to go. You're so much stronger than me. And I'm completely at your mercy as you start to fuck me. Oh god, yes. Please. That's right. Just like that. You always fuck me so well. Oh my god, yes, that's it. That's it. That's right. Oh, fuck, you make me feel so good. Yes, yes, yes. Just like that. Just like that, please. I wrap my legs around your waist, pulling you in closer as you start to pound into me. I tangle my hands in your hair, pulling your face in so I can kiss you. I can't help but moan against your lips. It just feels too good. I love the way you fuck me. The way you take control, even in the simplest ways. I love being a good girl for you. I love giving myself to you, giving my pussy up to you, and feeling you inside me. It's, oh my god, it's gonna make me come. I'm gonna come. Please come with me. Please, I wanna be your good girl and I'll come for you. Yes, 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 you can come wherever you want.
if you want to come inside me, or my stomach, or stuff your cock back into my mouth, and shoot your load straight down my throat, it's up to you. I just want to feel it. Please. Please. Yes. Yes. God, that's right. Come for me. Come for me. Oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck. Fuck, I'm shaking.
Mess. Oh, we always do. But as I relax, and as you relax too, I cuddle in close. I love the way your body feels against mine. And I adore how you can be so rough and in charge. But then, seconds later, hold me tight and ask if I'm okay. Do have a mess to clean up, but I hope you enjoyed this little fantasy, if you will, and I hope it made you feel as good as it made me